Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a goal.
Superstar. Superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, I've just seen on NRL.com, I've actually seen it on the NRL Roast. He's recently shared it to his page. I assume you're all well aware of Roasty. Dean over there does a fantastic job. And he's just shared an image from NRL.com where people had to vote for who is the best player over the age of 30 in the NRL. And some of the names that are mentioned, Jesse Bromwich, DCE, Jared Croker, Josh Hodgson, Brett Morris, Josh Morris, Kevin Proctor, James Tamu, Martin Tapau, and Jared Waria Hargraves. Now, it's only got about 2,000 votes on it, but I thought it was really interesting. From those 2,000 votes, I'll start at the bottom. Kevin Proctor had 0%. I'm not sure why they put that on there. Next was followed with Marty Tapau. I didn't realise he was over 30. I thought he was a little bit younger. He's at 2%. Then you got James Tarmow on 3%. So, I mean, you're over the age of 30 playing in the front row. You don't tend to be that real explosive athlete you used to be. That doesn't overly shock me. The next man on the list is Josh Morris at 5%. Now, I've got a podcast coming about him. Sorry, it's already dropped today, talking about him as a centre, and I think 5% is a bit harsh. I think he's one of the best centres in the game, but I mean, with the guys to come, I guess it is understandable to some extent. I think he's underappreciated. The next man's Jared Waria Hargraves, 7%, and I know a lot of people out there don't like Jared Waria Hargraves, but I'm sorry, if the best or the second best system in the NRL has kept this guy for this long and has kept him in their starting team and been the leader of their pack, he obviously offers something. Yeah, I've heard guys talk about him as being the toughest guy on the field, and I know a lot of people want to bag him and say that he's soft and whatnot, but you're absolutely kidding yourself. I think Jared Waria Hargraves, he deserves to be higher than 7% here. I think he's really undervalued in the modern game, and I think Roosters are appreciating you and they're building a pack around you. It definitely says something. The next man coming in with 11% is Jesse Bromwich out of the Melbourne Storm. Interesting to see him more votes than Marty Tapau. I personally agree with it, but I thought Marty Tapau might get a bit more. Jesse Bromwich, obviously, he's won a couple of premierships, was the captain of New Zealand until he got in a bit of Barney Rubble a couple of years ago. Looks likely to be the Melbourne Storm captain this year, so I definitely agree with that one. The next man is Jared Croker at 13%. Now, I think if you would have done this 2 or 3 years ago, if Jared Croker was in the same form he was then, I think he would have gone much higher, but his career definitely has dipped a little bit over the last few years. I'm not really sure what's going on with Jared Croker down there. I hope he does turn it around, but I really don't think he's the player he was 2 or 3 years ago, especially in defence. I am seeing him get caught out quite a bit, so it'll be interesting to see how he handles himself over the next few years. I'm sure he will retire as a Raider. I can't see him leaving, but geez, there's a couple of really talented outside backs coming through their system. They have just let go of Nick Kotrick and co. So there are spots there, but I'm telling you, Jared Croker, I think he'd be starting to look around and start to notice some of these young guys coming through, because there's a lot of ability and there's a lot of really quality centres coming through that system. So Jared Croker there. I don't disagree with it, but I don't think he's as good as what he was, to be honest with you. The next man on the list is another guy out of the Canberra Raiders, Josh Hodgson at 14%. Interesting to see Josh Hodgson with 14%. I think that you know, if we see his absolute best football in 2021, I think he could skyrocket up there to the 20 or 30%, to be honest with you. We know that when Josh Hodgson is playing his best footy, he can compete with a guy like Cameron Smith. He is right up there. I think it's going to be interesting, though. I've spoken a little bit about Josh Hodgson recently, and he's returning to a team that doesn't need him, whereas before he was injured, we thought that the Canberra Raiders simply couldn't get by without him. So interesting to see how that's going to change over the next year or so. The next man on the list is Brett Morris with 17%. I definitely agree with this one. For me, he's still the best winger in the game. He's the best defensive winger by far and away, and I'm sorry, he's a top three, top four attacking winger. There are guys that have bigger highlights and whatnot, but Brett Morris, he simply never lets you down. I completely agree with this one, sitting at 17%. And the winner is Dally Cherry-Evans at 28%. Now, I've got to admit, I've got a bit of egg on my face here because I tipped Dally Cherry-Evans would never play for the Kangaroos again after Tonga defeated them at the end of last season. I just thought it was Red Rover for him. I thought he'd be the scapegoat for it, which unfortunately Dally Cherry-Evans tends to be. And I understand he's a halfback and the halfback wears the results. Whether you win or lose, it comes down to your seven. A lot of the times That's the reality of the position. If you win, you get all the praise. If you lose, you've got to wear a lot of it. And I thought DCE would wear a lot of it. I thought it might be a bit of a career-defining moment for him in that game when they lost to Tonga. But he's bounced back really well. Wasn't his best year for Manly. I understand that. Without Tom Trbojevic, though, it's very tough for them. I think DCE is going to have a big year in 2021. Coming off the back of that Origin series, you still got people out here bagging him, saying he didn't do anything. He controlled that team perfectly. I mean, if you could put the experience and the temperament of Dally Cherry-Evans into Nathan Cleary, my God, you would have one hell of a footballer. I agree with this one with DC at 28%. There's a lot of guys there that I would have had probably a little bit higher, but I guess, you know, only 2,000-odd people voted for this, so that makes it difficult. I think with a good injury run, if everything's fine with him this year, I think Josh Hodgson will definitely jump up that list. I think he's got a big challenge in front of him this year, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how he responds to it. Jesse Bromwich, 11%. I think he could potentially jump up there, but these sort of things are tough. Yeah, I just thought that was an interesting one. Thought I'd jump on and give my live reaction for you guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.